Now I think we're going to be able to speak to the Reverend Jean-Baptiste Tagengwa about this worrisome issue of Dr. Munyakazi. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, thank you very, very much. We're very glad to be talking to you because we have this matter of Dr. Munyakazi, who he's a professor, I understand, of he taught French at university in the U.S.
Yes.
And my impression is he's charged with a crime in Rwanda. And
right.
The crime would have been in 1994. He was in, like many people, he was held in 1994 for a long period of time. He was never accused of anything. And he was eventually released. So how does it happen that he's now in this situation where he's living in the United States, he's a professor, and he's being suddenly the Rwandan government is charging him? What is that? Why has this happened?
Right. That's a good question. And really everybody is wondering why that is the question. Not everybody anyway, because some are after him. But as you just said, he was incarcerated for, I think, close to 5 years in Rwanda, was released with no charge. Actually, was able to go back into regular life and was teaching at a university. And he went out of Rwanda, I think, three times on a government mission, and once when he was here in the U.S., he learned, as I understand, that if he went back, he would be in trouble. Then he decided to apply for asylum. I think that was back in 2004, if I am not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you said, he was there and he was not charged. He was released. Actually, even when he was here, there is one of the survivor of the genocide who was taught by Dr. Munyakazi way back after he was released, and who was wondering how this man can be deported just like that, and he was not charged. We have that document that was written by that person. I think he even circulated on internet sometimes back, I think last year, after September, when he was captured, and when he was incarcerated here, mm-hmm. getting ready to be deported.
Yeah. When I learned of the of his case, the first thing I had heard was that he had been asked as a Rwandan and one who'd thought a lot about and had witnessed the events to give his views on what had happened in Rwanda in 1994. And he gave a speech which I have to assume is that the reason he's being held and the reason he's being removed and the reason he's being accused is he simply has an opinion contrary to that of the present, so-called president of Rwanda. Would that be your view?
Yes, that's true. That's the reason, because there is official narrative of the Rwandan government, of course, led by Paul Kagame, and about what happened in 1994. So anyone who try to give a different opinion or a different version of that narrative, that person is in trouble. And that's what happened with Dr. Munyakazi when he was given opportunity, or when he was teaching here in the U.S. He had a conference, and then in his version, he described what he saw and how he understand what happened. And immediately after that, I understand they came to arrest him at that very university.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only him. If you might be aware of this untold story by BBC, as soon as that documentary was out, the Rwandan government, especially the president, were not happy. They actually decided the BBC Kinyarwanda version was not to be broadcasted in Rwanda because that challenged their narrative. That's the situation right there.
Mm-hmm. His situation at the moment, he was, and by the way, he's been deprived of his freedom for, you know, here was someone who was not hiding. He's a professor. And they immediately treated him in this way that he's somehow dangerous, et cetera. So he goes from that status to he's been held now for a long time. My understanding is he's in a prison at, is it in Florida that they have him while they still decide what's going on with his case?
He's been held since last September, it's almost a year now. Mm-hmm. And he's been, they have been moving him from one prison to another, from one prison in Maryland to Louisiana, then to Miami, and from Miami back to Maryland, and then they took him back to Alabama, and then recently he was also moved to another place. So has been moved from place to one place.
And he's a man with a family. His family wouldn't be able to, it'd be very difficult for them to see him.
Yes, it would be hard from Maryland to Alabama. It's impossible. But they were able to visit when he was in Maryland. But since he moved, it's been like, I think, 5 months, they haven't visited. And one of his children, the last born, is now, I think, turning 15 or 16, no, 14 or 15. She was wondering what's happening. She doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. At the top of the show, I mentioned that there is the celebrated case of Victoire Ingabire. She was a Rwandan resident in Holland at the time of the events in 1994. She attempted to return to the country and exercise her right to, in the so-called new free democratic system. She, of course, was arrested. And she's in very difficult circumstances herself. So what would you, from these things, what do we say to people who say, well, this man, he should be returned and he'll get a fair trial? If we look at what happened to Victoire Ingabire, he wouldn't have a chance of a fair trial.
Right. It's not only, we can't say more than that. We have Victoire Ingabire, we have others, even there are generals. The general who was a representative who was in the UK when he got back home, and then they were not satisfied with him. He's now in a chair. There is no fair trial at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
There's no justice per se, because one man decides. That's what happens. That's what goes on.
Mm-hmm. There is a growing awareness. I saw an article in the Washington Post actually on the weekend saying, how long are they going to be able to maintain this thing about Kagame being able to, as you say, run a one-man system? And in terms of how we might resist, it seems to me the best thing to do for us would be to remind, when a case like this comes up of Mr. Tagengwa, I'm sorry, you're Mr. Tagengwa, Mr. Munyakazi, a Munyakazi case. We ought to insist that the Canadian government, the U.S. government, begin now to stop cooperating just because Rwanda wants to issue a warrant. We should put a stop to that.
The government recently they just changed the constitution. And this man who is in power now is going to be there for another third term of 7 years, and he will be able to run for two other more terms of 5 years, which is now 17 years, allowed to be there for, I think, until 2034. And he's been at de facto in power since 1994. Can you imagine all those years? And the governments here in Canada and U.S. who are democratic, I don't think they should continue really to support somebody, a dictator who is like that, who continues to be in power, to remain in power like that. And whatever he says, they issue a arrest warrant and they say it's valid. And even for somebody who, like Dr. Munyakazi, who has been in jail in Rwanda, was released with no charge, and now, because they want to, he's coming up with an opinion that is contrary to their narrative, to what they want to people to know, they come up with an arrest warrant. And I think really these Western government should start not cooperating with this government, not even not helping them in whatever they're doing financially and anything. So to kind of push them to turn and to change, to be a little bit democratic and be inclusive and not continue to be dictators like this.
Yes. Well, I'm very glad that you are speaking up for Dr. Munyakazi, Reverend Dr. Jean-Baptiste Tagengwa. Thank you very, very much for joining us, and we look forward to talking to you again. We're going to keep track of this case because it's terrible the man is in prison under these circumstances. Thank you very, very much.
No, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to thank Ann Garrison, who has written about Dr. Munyakazi, and you can just go to Ann Garrison, Black Star News. She did a report some time back and has been following the case. And it's really only the fact that it gets discussed, somebody can ask the right questions, and try to save the life of a genuine, decent individual, Dr. Munyakazi, who has fallen into a net that Mr. Kagame has and encircles the world.